Welkom, leuk dat je de podcast van De Popjournalist beluistert. Ik ben Jolwin Dobbelsteen. Je gaat zo dadelijk luisteren naar een gesprek met zanger en gitarist Mick Rogers van Manfred Mann's Earth Band. Ik sprak hem voor mijn radioshow Jolwin.nl op MFM Brabant.
Presenteer uw bedrijf via De Popjournalist. Adverteren kan op verschillende manieren. Incast al vanaf 4 euro exclusief BTW per seconde. Of plaats een banner op depopjournalist.nl. Kijk voor meer informatie op depopjournalist.nl/adverteren.
De Britse rockband Manfred Mann's Earth Band staat vrijdag in de Pul in Uden. De band is in 1971 opgericht door toetsenist Manfred Mike Lubowitch en zanger-gitarist Mick Rogers. Ondanks verschillende pauzes bestaat de band nog steeds. Manfred Lubowitch was onder de naam Manfred Mann ook in de jaren 60 al actief. En de grootste hits van Manfred Mann's Earth Band zijn Blinded by the Light en Spirits in the Night. Beide trouwens origineel van Bruce Springsteen. Gitarist en zanger van het eerste uur Mick Rogers, hem heb ik nu aan de telefoon. Good morning, Mick. How are you?
Good morning. Very well. Thank you very much.
It isn't too early for you because it's 1 hour earlier in the UK than here in the Netherlands.
Oh, goodness. No. I'm up very early. I'm up about 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm an early riser, always have been.
Oh, it surprises me because I thought musicians are always laid out of bed.
I think the older you get, the earlier you get up. You know, you want those hours. you want to make the day longer, not shorter, you know.
What is the secret of Manfred Mann's Earth Band? What makes the band still exists?
I think well, we all always enjoy playing together. We get on perfectly well. We have a great crew as well, and it's a very social thing when we go out on the road, you know. It's very pleasurable. We're well looked after, and also I think it comes down to the performance and the songs at the end of the day. You know, people like to come along and hear the Blinded by the Lights, the Father of Days, and the stuff off all the albums, you know, and I think that's what keeps us going, like any other band. Like Uriah Heep or Deep Purple, etc., you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it so that songs like Blinded by the Light, Spirits in the Night, Mighty Quinn, Davies on the Road Again, are songs from other bands that you made famous? How is it for Manfred Mann's Earth Band to have successes with covers from other artists?
I think it started with Manfred. It started in the 60s. Mm-hmm. Whereby, you know, Bob Dylan once said that his favorite band for doing his songs was Manfred Mann. And it goes back to that. And I think Manfred had the bootleg tapes of Dylan before anybody else. And I think it followed on that we got the first Springsteen album very early from the publishers. I think it's followed on. Manfred has always done it that way because he doesn't consider himself a writer of hit songs, so to speak. So he's always used other people's. And I come from a background of loving all kinds of music. So the combination of me and him getting tunes together in the early Earth Band, and it's carried on, works very well, you know.
Mm-hmm. And now is it so that you and Manfred Lubowitch are the most consistent members of the band? Still, there is a gap of 8 years. Where you go gone between 75 and 83?
I went back to, you see, I wanted to do, even though the band was beginning to get very popular, I wanted to do other kinds of music. And I think I became a bit of a pain. And I think, you know, because I played with one time with Frank Zappa and other people. And I think that I wanted to go in a different direction to what the guys in the Earth Band were doing, even though I've been on every album. And so I went to America and played with guys there. And then I went back to Australia because I lived in Australia for 6 years. I got an Australian family. A lot of people think I came from Australia, but I was born in England. So You know, it was just a musical thing, never a personal thing. It was always a musical thing that I wanted to stretch myself a bit more. So when I came back in 86, I think I was a better player for it, you know.
So the band is only, had profit from the fact that you're away for a while.
Yeah, well, I like to think that. Maybe they were pleased, I don't know. I don't know, yeah. And it was great. I came back in 85 when we start rehearsals. We started rehearsals for a European tour. And I got the chance to work with Chris Thompson. And that was great too, you know. It was good. It was good. Now it's kind of a different band because I think we're more rockier now. Actually, thinking about it, one of the nicest tours I did was years ago when I toured Holland with Steve Lukather and Tony McAlpine. And we did a Jimi Hendrix tour, you know, and that was fantastic. I particularly liked playing in Holland. And we worked with the promoter, Gabriel, who I met when I did that Hendrix tour. You know, and it's really nice. It's really nice to come back.
You like Holland. Now, this weekend, it is a Holland weekend because you're not only in Uden, also in Zoetermeer and Alkmaar. How far do you guys go back in time in that shows?
In what? The show we're doing now, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
The show we're doing now has probably been very consistent for about 5 or 6 years because we changed kind of things because with Robert Hart singing and myself singing and we sing together, it's changed a little bit. But I always say that we in the show, we've always featured the songs that we think people want to hear, and I think that's really important. I think it's important for people to know what they're getting when they come and see Earth Band, plus a few surprises, you know.
Is there also an opportunity that you play a song that wasn't really get well known by the band, but before
absolutely.
That period?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I do a thing on my own, which is a country thing, because I was brought up on rockabilly and jazz and rockabilly, that kind of thing. You know, my heroes were the guys of the 50s. And the later heroes, people like Brian Setzer and Dave Edmunds and people like that. I love rockabilly. So I do a thing, a sort of a country rockabilly thing on my own, which is totally different from anything Earth Band does, you know. So we like to surprise a few people. Frank Zappa used to call it the eyebrow raiser. When the eyebrow goes up and you're surprising people, then that's great.
Okay, but also the audience may expect the hits, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's what, you know, people, you couldn't leave out Mighty Quinn, Father's Day, Blinded by the Light, Babies on the Road Again, Spirits, you know, all that stuff is there. And we still really enjoy playing it, so it's not a problem for us. Absolutely.
Thank you for coming on the phone this morning, Mick Rogers. Singer, guitarist from Manfred Mann's Earth Band. Have a nice gig in Uden this Friday.
Thank you very, very much. And we look forward to seeing you. Thank you.
Je hoort een gesprek met zanger en gitarist Mick Rogers van Manfred Mann's Earth Band. Ik ben Jolwin Dobbelsteen, de popjournalist. Volg me via Twitter, Facebook, iTunes, Pot.nl, Spotify of mijn eigen website depopjournalist.nl. Reageren, mail naar info@depopjournalist.nl. Dank voor je aandacht en graag tot een volgend gesprek.
En genoten van dit gesprek? Steun de popjournalist en doneer. Ga naar depopjournalist.nl/steunen. Alvast bedankt voor jouw bijdrage.